All right. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 235, and we're still talking about dreams and visions. We're going to call this part two because I think there are just a few more things needed to be said about that. And I know in the New Testament, Joseph had a dream really about moving Jesus and Mary.
Getting out of that.
Yeah, getting to Egypt because Herod was out to kill all the little baby Jewish boys, 2 years old and younger, I believe it was. Yeah. And that was the New Testament.
Matthew 2:13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know there were just a plethora of dreams and visions in the Old Testament.
Right.
Some of the prophets had dreams. We know Daniel had a dream.
Yeah.
And we know that Daniel also interpreted dreams. Mm-hmm. So I guess what are your thoughts about people that use dreams or visions or visitations or whatever as a means of making important decisions?
Yeah.
You know, like who to marry, where to go to school, where to go to work, what house to buy, what car to buy, you know, whatever. I mean, is that something that we should put that level of stock in, or what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think we should go that far, but, you know, who am I to say? I personally would try to only accept visions or whatever, dreams rather, that I can, you know, see in the Word of God, see the Lord having done something similar to that, or touch somebody's life, you know, in the scripture already. I wouldn't want to get off on my own thinking and then start making up, you know, not intentionally, but before you know it, you have denominations and you have, you know, kind of things that you do in your church as if that was part of the scriptures. And that's very dangerous. So to make sure I'm, you know, on the right path, I would try to make sure that what I can read in the Word, what I can find in the Word, you know, that stands up against it.
Right, right.
Now, my mother, when she was on her last years, she had a vision. She didn't, you know, wasn't a dream or anything, but she saw a vision. And I think that's a different thing than dreaming.
Well, God used visions and dreams in the Old Testament, and I always attributed that primarily because they didn't have the written word yet.
Right.
You know, they certainly didn't have the complete counsel of God. They did eventually get the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch.
Right.
You know, so they had the writings of Moses, inspired by the Lord, obviously, and they had, you know, other prophetic writings that were written down, but they didn't have the complete word, and like we have today. So dreams and visions might have been weightier, if you would, Old Testament, right? Because God was still revealing his complete plan and purpose to man.
Right, yeah.
But I still think that, you know, in today's life, the way we operate today, there's no excuse for not making, you know, the Word of God our final and most predominant source of His Word.
Yes.
You know, Cornelius had a vision in Acts 10, and Peter came and preached to him and his household, and they were saved. Peter also had a vision in Acts 10 when he was in Joppa. And Paul, as I mentioned, you know, off air, had several visions.
Right.
One was Acts 16. I thought it was originally, it was 9 on the road to Damascus. But this, the road to Damascus in Acts 9 was not a vision.
Yeah.
But
say be as close to the scriptures that you as you if you can't verify it in scripture,
right?
I say be careful,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not going to say God can't do this or that or the other because God can do what He wants.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's not that God can't communicate with us with dreams and visions, but I think we need to be careful And I think we need to making sure we can reconcile those dreams and visions with his word. Just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, everybody would just go off.
I've gotten up to so many.
I got a dream. I got a vision. I got a revelation.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord. I got a prophecy, a word of knowledge.
And then it's so far from scripture, from the written word.
Exactly.
That's what's really scary is when it's so far from the written word, but people are believing it as if it were the Bible.
As though it was the written word. It was in canon. And that's what I think we have to be careful of.
Exactly.
So, Lord, we just ask you to just direct our minds and hearts and help us to be wise in how we appropriate dreams and visions and other non-written communication that's shared or communicated with us. Help us to be wise and to be cautious and always check with your word and verify every word and everything that we think we receive, to be careful that we don't give it the same weight that we give your word. May we proceed with caution. May we be students of your word, confer with your word, study your word, live your word. And we just ask you in your name for your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.